This is Eileen Smith, and you're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in this episode, you're going to transform from being a blogger into being a webmaster. You'll know that we started off talking about our blogging journey, how we'll decide what our blog is going to be about, and how we will make sure that our visitors know what the blog is about and what it has to offer them. Then we moved on into talking about relationships, building relationships with other bloggers, making connections, working on collaborations, and also building that confidence that you need to go out there and be a successful blogger. So in today's episode, we're going to take a look at how do you evaluate your blog? How do you analyze the flow of traffic that's coming into your blog? And one of the key tools that you need to check out is Google Webmaster Tools. Now, hopefully you have already submitted your blog to Google Webmaster Tools. If you haven't done so, do so. It's very easy. Most blog themes have a spot where you can add the little snippet of code that allows you to submit your blog to Google Webmaster Tools so that they can track. And this also helps you get traffic from Google. One of the things people are always concerned about when they start a blog is about being indexed. And simply what that means is Google has just a collection of everybody's web pages. And they call that an index. So if your blog is not submitted to Google Webmaster Tools, and you do this by using a site map, don't get discouraged. It's not hard to do at all. There's plugins that just make it super simple for you. You submit your site map. That lets the Google bots crawl through your site and find out the information about the content that you have there on your site. Then your blog can be included in the index. Okay, it's very simple. I'll tell you, the plugin that you need to get is called Google XML Sitemaps. Then you go over to your Google Webmaster Tools. You give it the name of your blog. It'll give you a little snippet of code. You take that code and you plug it into your blog. Most blog themes will have a spot for you to put that script. And if you don't have that, you probably need another theme. But if you don't have that theme, there's plugins, the Google Analytics plugin, which is a great one from our friend Yoast. That will also let you verify Google Webmaster Tools. Now, before I move on, I just want to say that also Bing has a Webmaster Tools as well that you should make sure that you're also verify for. But we don't need to really talk about Bing today. Maybe we'll get into that in a different episode. The most important one is Google. You can kind of live without Bing, but if you want your blog to survive and thrive, it can't live without Google. Okay, so let's just go into what the Google Webmaster Tools is going to teach you about your blog. All All right, we're logged into our Google Webmaster Tools. And let me just give you a little bit of a warning. You're going to find a lot of good information, but you may also find a couple of things that you wish you didn't know. So kind of be prepared for little surprises. And that's why it's real important that you always check Google Webmaster Tools, because if there's any problems with your website, you're going to find out right here. You're going to get error messages, or you're going to see some type of an indication that there's a problem. Now, over on the left-hand side of your dashboard, the very first item is the messages, and hopefully there's no messages there. That's what you kind of want to see there. It means everything's pretty much on the good side. Then the next menu item is a configuration. And you'll see different things like settings and site links, URL parameters, change of address. We're not going to get into any of these today. I just wanted to give you an overview. Then you'll see the health section. And under that is crawl errors. And that, of course, we're talking about Google spiders crawling your site, block URLs, your index status. And that's a good one. This will let you know how many pages you have indexed in Google Webmaster Tools. And over time, that number should grow as your blog is growing. You'll also see if there's any malware. But this next menu item is the one that we're going to get into, which is traffic. But let's come back to that. Just want to go through what's on the menu. Then the next is optimization. That's where you're going to talk about the site maps and your improvements that you can make of keywords and so forth. And then there's something called labs. You know, Google is always experimenting to make things better. So let's go back up to traffic, which is what I think most of us really want to know about traffic. Now, of course, there's Google Analytics. And I will tell you the difference between Google Analytics and Google Webmaster Tools. Believe it or not, my daughter asked this question once, and I was kind of like, what's the difference between Google Analytics and Google Webmaster Tools? And I couldn't think of it right away. But it's so super simple. I thought about it after I actually went into Google Analytics. Google Analytics is going to tell you about all of the traffic that you have coming to your site, whether it's from your friend's blog or it's coming from Facebook or you bought some advertising. Google Analytics is telling you what pages people went on, how long they stayed, all of that stuff. Google Webmaster Tools is only focusing on how your site is performing in Google's index and in search. Okay, so that's the difference between Google Analytics and Google Webmaster Tools. But those two are tied together, and there is a way that you can make sure that those two are talking to each other. And it's basically a little checkbox that you'll check off that'll say, you know, link my Google Webmaster Tools with my Google Analytics. Make sure that you're using the same Google account to log into both of these reports. Okay, let's go into traffic. I know that's what we were here for. Under the traffic, the first thing you're going to see is search queries. Now, on the search queries, this is basically telling you the keywords that people are searching for that are actually coming to your blog. I know some people got upset that Google Analytics, they took some of the keywords out of Google Analytics, but it doesn't matter. It's right over here in Google Webmaster Tools. Maybe it's not real time. It doesn't tell you what people did yesterday, because, you know, there's a lot of information Google has to collect, and Google Webmaster Tools may not be real time as much as Google Analytics is, but it's still going to give you the information. Now, there's three important things listed on this search queries page when you're on the top queries tab. And that will be queries. Now, that means the number of search terms that people keyed in to Google search and your blog actually showed up in those listings. Then it would be impressions. Now, this is where people that actually saw your blog listed in those listings. Then clicks. This is the most important thing that we're talking about in terms of traffic. This is the list of how many people actually clicked on your listing in the Google search results. Now, those are the three numbers that appear at the top of the chart. As you scroll down the chart, then you see the actual queries, meaning this is what someone went to Google and searched for. You'll see the queries that they typed in. So there on the list, you'll find what are the top search queries that your blog is showing up. Now, we're not talking traffic now. We're just saying people are on Google and they're searching for this specific term and your blog shows up in the search results, okay? And it'll tell you how many people have searched for that. Now, usually any report that comes from Google, it's always the default time period is always for the last 30 days. So when you come into this report, of course, you can change the time frame, but the first thing you're going to see is the last 30 days. So the number one thing on the list without us making any changes will be the top number of impressions, meaning, for example, let's use my blog for example. Don't you like when I do that? The top query is the search gain followers on Twitter. 3,500 people search for that query. 200 of them clicked onto my site. That gives me a click-through rate of 6%. Okay, that's the next column you'll see. So you see impressions, that was 3,500. Clicks were 200. The click-through rate, 6%. Then that last column is the average position. Now, this is really interesting because I see so many people, you know, trying to figure out where do they rank for a certain term. Just come over and Google Webmaster Tools and you'll find out where you're ranking. Google's going to tell you that you're normally in this particular case for me, I'm normally in the seventh position out of all those 3,500 times that people searched for that specific term, which was gain followers on Twitter. I'm in 7.9, but I guess you could say it's the eighth position. Okay, so now what you like to do here is sort by these columns. Just like in Google Analytics, you just click on any of these columns and it will sort in reverse order. So let's just say you want to know, based on the number of clicks, what of these search queries is sending you the most clicks? So you will click on the word click and it will sort it for you. And just so happens for me, it's the same term. It sent me 200 clicks. Then the next one sent me 170 clicks. So it goes down the list. So people get concerned and they say, oh, I want to be on the first position. Well, I'm usually the eighth or ninth position for these first few terms, but yet they're the terms that are sending the most traffic over to the blog. So this is what it means to be a webmaster. Sometimes people get you to focus on the wrong thing. Now, this also tells me that there's a lot of people searching for this topic about getting followers on Twitter. So now, what should I do? How do I react to that? I can write up maybe two or three more posts about getting followers on Twitter. I also know what my keywords are going to be. I will compare that to the post that's getting all this traffic and maybe change the keyword up a little, because I know that I don't have a post called Gain Followers on Twitter. I have a post that's called, the post name is How to Get Your First 2,000 Followers on Twitter. So this is another variation I could use. I could make sure I have Gain Followers on Twitter as my keyword, because I don't think that post ever even mentions the word gain followers on Twitter, but that's just what people are searching for. Here's another post where I always rank in the number one position, and it's called, and the key words or the search term is how to monetize a website. But I'm only getting 110 clicks compared to 200 clicks for the one about Twitter followers. So 110 clicks, don't get me wrong, that's great. But I just want to show you, people always want to get on the first position. You don't always have to be on the first position, because clearly on the other post, I'm in the eighth position. But it's just that there's a bigger volume of people searching to find out how to get more followers on Twitter, which is a little surprising. You would think that there's a whole lot more people searching to find out how to monetize a website. But you never know what people are searching for. And this is the power of Google Webmaster Tools. You don't have to do any guesswork. You can eliminate the guesswork. Like I said, people will always try to lead you down a certain path. You should try to do this with your blog. You should try to do that with your blog. You don't have to listen to them. You can go right into your Google Webmaster Tools and find the answers for yourself. Being in the number one position is not always the holy grail. Although you do want to try to use keywords that people are searching for and that you have the expertise to give them the answers for. Because if they're searching for stuff and you really don't know what you're talking about, you don't want to just keep writing about that. For example, now a lot of you guys probably laugh at me because I don't have a smartphone. Okay, my phone is what you would call a dumb phone. All right, I've had the phone for about 5 years, maybe even more than that. I'll say I had the phone for about 7 years. And I only purchased the phone because I was in a car accident once. Well, thank God I wasn't hurt, but the car was totaled. And because it was in the midst of a hurricane, no one wanted to pull over to help me. And I was just stuck there sitting in my car waiting until finally some police pulled over. So I was determined then I was going to have a cell phone that I could make phone call with. And that's all I need my phone for, is phone calls. Okay, sorry, I had to give you that little story. So one of the best performing posts on my blog is about the benefits of an iPhone. Well, the closest I get to an iPhone is when I look at my daughter's phone. Okay. And that's not too often, because she doesn't put it down too much. I don't know anything about iPhones. Not about actually using one. I mean, I hear stories, but that's a blog post that I can't follow up on. So even though that blog post did very well, and it ranks in the number one position, if you look up benefits of iPhone, you will probably see my blog show up on Google search, and I have absolutely no knowledge about having or owning an iPhone. Oh, just for the record, that was written by a guest blogger. In fact, all the posts that I mentioned today were written by guest bloggers. Shout out to my guest bloggers, okay? Mitz and Amrick and I'm sorry, I forget the other gentleman's name who wrote the iPhone post because I haven't seen or heard from him in, you know, over a year. But, Spencer, his name's Spencer, my bad. So back to my point here, I'm ranking in the number one position for a post, but I can't capitalize on that because I don't have the expertise. It would be nice if one of my other guest bloggers were talking about iPhones. That would be great. But I'm not going to force it. That's not my area of expertise. So I'm not going to worry about building content. That's nice that that post does so well. I don't sell iPhones. So there's not too much I can do with that except have the knowledge. And sometimes people come to me and they say, what would you like me to write about? And the first thing I say to them is, can you write about an iPhone? Okay, guys, I wanted to, like I said, transition you from being a blogger just into being a webmaster and thinking like a webmaster. Make use of this Google Webmaster Tools. Of course, there's a whole lot of information here that I didn't cover, but I just wanted to touch the tip of the iceberg to get you to thinking about using Google Webmaster Tools because it's extremely important for your blog. It may even be just as important as Google Analytics. So keep that in mind. And as you grow your blog, you start getting more traffic, you start getting more and more organic traffic, this report is going to reveal more and more information for you. So keep an eye on it. Check it. The same time you check Google Analytics, come over and check Google Webmaster Tools. And you're going to be a success. I know it. I can feel it. First of all, you're smart enough to listen to this podcast. And I thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Hey, guess what? If you want to leave me a message at any time, go over to my contact page on Basic Blog Tips. And you will see over on the right-hand side, you will see the little speak pipe icon. And as long as you have a microphone, you can go on there and leave me a voicemail. And I will respond to you as soon as I get the voicemail. And maybe we'll even play your voicemail on the show. Well, that's it, guys, for today. Thanks so much for joining me. This has been Eileen from the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by BasicBlogTips.com. Peace.